Shane McCauley, you are the winner of the Brendan McDade Memorial Special Achievement Award, and I'm sure you're honoured. You swam across the English Channel. People know you from years ago, from being in the pool and various great achievements at that time. This was something completely different, something close to your heart. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, I mean, absolutely honoured to be recognised like this. A different type of sporting achievement, I suppose, not a competitive achievement. So, you know, to be nominated for the Swimming Award was lovely. But I think I might have felt a wee bit fake had I got it, you know what I mean? But to receive this award, it is very special to be recognised like this. It's I guess it's something that's kind of been, it's bubbled up over the course of maybe 4 or 5 years. I live in London. I'm heavily involved in triathlon. I coach over there, and towards the end of 2017, one of my athletes, actually an Australian girl, approached me about becoming part of a relay to swim the channel in 2018. She actually ended up pulling out, and there was three of us did it then. And we swam it for a charity in London, a hospital that looks after sick children. It was an Englishman, a Scotchman, an Irishman, so I'm sure there's some jokes in there somewhere. But you know, for a couple of years after that, then a lot of people said to me, you know, would you not attempt the solo? And I was like, not a hope. I was like, you know, I'd got enough of it at that point. You know, we swam 47K between us. I swam 17 and a half of it. And then I don't know, was it lockdown or what it was, but summer of 2020, we got a travel window, and the whole family came back from London, and we spent a bit of time with one of my oldest friends, Neil, up in Port New. And me and Neil used to swim back and forward from the beach to the pier. And just one day we were coming swimming back, we had wetsuits on us, and we were floating about in the water. And he said to me, he says, are you going to do this channel swimming? I was like, I don't know. And he said, oh, you need to do it. And that kind of sowed a seed. And we booked the boat in the September of 2020 for a window on the 1st of October 2022. Mm-hmm. So it was 2 years of waiting and preparation and nervousness and trying to get things right. And that's how it all happened. And then I was like, well, if I want to do this, maybe I should do it for charity again. And we've got a family friend that Shane, we got to know through my son Shane in his school in London, whose middle child was born with a rare genetic disorder called Syn gap. And basically the neurons don't fire properly because they don't have enough of the gene to make the protein to carry the messages. So they noticed it at 3 years of age, he had poor physical, mental, speech development, and had him tested, and he was one of less than 1,000 diagnosed that year. So there's very little known about the disease. So that was the driver for me then. That's what kept me going. That's what got me through my 6 hour qualifying swim in Port New. That's what got me through the 11 and a half hours, 42 kilometers across the channel. Those dark moments that I had when I was suffering from hypothermia, torn muscles in my shoulder 4 hours in, waves, jellyfish stings, diesel, salt, what, everything. And it was the kids, my kids, the family, the support, the support that I got from back home, and Little Bear, you know, because his dad had just sent me a video the day that my window opened, which was the 1st of October, of Bear taking his first swim stroke as a 6-year-old, and that was his channel swim, you know. And that just drove me forward when you know, the really dark moments in the channel. So yeah, that was pretty much it. That's what kept me going.